pause, elles discutent des conditions de travail de leurs mères respectives. Écoutons leur conversation et répondons aux questions. Vous allez répondre vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. La mère de Ziba a toujours été assistée par son mari. 2. Le père de Metou considère ses enfants comme des soldats. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quelles étaient les tâches quotidiennes de la mère de Ziba? 2. Pourquoi le père de Metou est-il surnommé Commander? 3. Quel est le métier de la maman de Metou? Vous entendrez les deux amies discuter des conditions de travail de leur mère respective en utilisant la phrase « would » pour exprimer l'habitude dans le passé. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Me too, my dear. A penny for your thoughts?
What do you mean, Ziba?
It's just an expression. I was wondering what you're thinking about.
Well, you know, my mother is old now, and she has spent most of her time caring for us.
What was her job?
She was a housewife. She would always spend all of her time cooking or doing the daily chores.
That's a busy life. I hope she didn't have to wash or iron all the clothes, too. I hate that.
Indeed, she used to do all those things. She would wake up early, wash the children, sweep the yard, cook lunch, and take care of us all day long.
Who would take care of her? Your father? What would he do?
Father would rarely help her. He would just sit down and give orders.
Is that why you called him Commander?
Exactly. He believes we are his soldiers.
Well, Metu, I believe I'm luckier than you. My father and mother used to work together. They would always help each other.
Well, I think I must be very clear to Yahya before our marriage. He won't be my commander. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Ziba et Metu. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. La mère de Ziba a toujours été assistée par son mari. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le père de Metu considère ses enfants comme des soldats. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quelles étaient les tâches quotidiennes de la mère de Ziba? Laver le linge, laver les enfants, balayer la cour et prendre soin d'eux. 2. Pourquoi le père de Metu est-il surnommé Commander? Parce qu'il ne faisait que donner des ordres. 3. Quel est le métier de la maman de Metu? Elle est femme au foyer. Vous avez entendu ces phrases qui expriment l'habitude dans le passé avec le mot would ou l'expression used to. Par exemple, she would always spend all of her time cooking. She used to do all those things. Répétez ces autres phrases parlées par Motu et Ziba. Father would rarely help her. She would wake up early.
My father and mother used to work together. They would always help each other.
Et vous, qu'aviez-vous l'habitude de faire et que vous ne faites plus? Venons d'entendre certaines activités domestiques d'une femme au foyer. Retenez les phrases. Laver le linge. Wash the clothes. Laver les enfants. Wash the children. Balayer la maison. Sweep the house. Prendre soin de. To take care of. Entendre les deux amis parler de leurs parents, vous avez aussi entendu certaines activités domestiques, vous avez enfin entendu comment exprimer l'habitude dans le passé avec would et used to. À très bientôt! Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de la leçon suivante, vous apprendrez comment dire au revoir et merci à des gens que vous venez de rencontrer. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. À l'usine de tracteurs, Martin Lerner va faire ses adieux. Ensuite, il va remercier plusieurs personnes qu'il a rencontrées à l'aéroport.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Montgomery.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. This is Phil Russell. He's a supervisor.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
He's a reporter, Phil.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Hello. We've met. I'm Martin Lerner.
I'm Rajesh Sharma. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Please write your name for me. Thanks. Goodbye, Mr. Sharma.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Mr. Wang.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
La façon la plus simple de dire au revoir à quelqu'un, c'est de dire simplement goodbye. Écoutez bien.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharma. Goodbye, Mr. Wang.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Maintenant, pouvez-vous dire goodbye à ces personnes?
Goodbye.
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 Hello, Miss Crosby.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. This is Evoca Bedford.
Pardon?
Evoca Bedford.
Hello. Please write your name for me. Evoca Bedford. Thanks. What do you do?
She's a painter.
Goodbye, Miss Bedford. Goodbye, Miss Crosby.
Goodbye.
Martin, this is Betsy Steele.
We've met. Hello, Miss Steele.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Who are you?
Boyd Rafisi. Who are you?
This is Martin Lerner. He's a reporter.
Boyd?
Boyd Rafisi.
Please write your name for me.
Boyd is a painter, too.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Steele.
Goodbye.
Pouvez-vous demander à quelques-unes de ces personnes d'écrire leur nom quand elles se présentent ou quand on les présente? Écoutez encore deux exemples.
I'm Boyd Rafisi.
Please write your name for me.
This is Evoca Bedford.
Please write your name for me.
Maintenant, demandez-leur d'écrire leur nom.
I'm Betsy Steele.
I'm Dinah Cosby.
I'm Martin Lerner. Who are you?
I'm Andy Hendricks. We've met.
Oh, please write your name for me. Thank you for your time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mrs. Montgomery, thank you for your time.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Hello, Martin.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? This is Cheryl Gordon. She's a controller.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
He's a reporter, Cheryl.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Goodbye, Miss Gordon.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Valerie.
Goodbye.
Thank you for your time. Hello, Mary...
Mary Scott, who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
Yes, you're a reporter.
Yes. What do you do?
I'm a teacher. This is Sydney Shorn.
I'm happy to meet you.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
We're both teachers.
Wonderful. Goodbye. Thank you for your time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Alors, pouvez-vous dire au revoir, goodbye, à tous ces gens? Essayez, allez-y.
Goodbye.
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 Good afternoon. Who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
Please write your name for me.
Who are you?
I'm an attendant.
Oh, thank you.
De nouveau, une petite révision d'expression entendue. Pour dire au revoir, cette fois-ci, je pense que vous avez bien compris. Goodbye. Goodbye. Nom. Attendant. Employé ou assistant. Controller. Contrôleur. Communications director. Directeur des communications. Les pronoms. Both. Tous les deux. Deux personnes ou deux choses. Par exemple, Martin and Jim are both reporters. Martin et Jim sont tous les deux journalistes. Both reporters write. Les deux journalistes écrivent. Autre mot, your name. Votre nom. What is your name? Comment vous appelez-vous? Ou, who are you? Qui êtes-vous? Comment vous appelez-vous? Write your name. Écrivez votre nom. Please write it. Écrivez-le, s'il vous plaît. Your time. Votre temps. Thank you for your time. Merci pour votre temps. C'est-à-dire le temps que vous avez passé avec moi. Au cours de cette leçon, vous avez appris à dire au revoir, goodbye, et à remercier des gens qui vous ont aidé. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. Goodbye and thank you for your time.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Je m'appelle Michelle Joseph and I have a special guest here next to me.
Pascaline Momoko.
Hi, Pascaline Momoko. We've been talking with Pascaline, actually. You can check us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. We've been talking with a new VOA staffer who has been able to sum up very quickly some very good adjectives. She felt welcomed. She was introduced to everybody by the boss, and that broke the ice, as she said. And she feels that she will be getting the help of the team to accomplish something good. Now, these are wonderful qualities. And because of what she has said, I'm also curious about what are the goals of Pascaline as she enters this new profession here at VOA. What are your goals? And you can break them down.
Okay. Oh, my goals here are to learn as much as I can so I can give a meaningful contribution to VOA.
Okay, meaningful.
Meaningful.
Yes.
My accent.
It's okay. We love accents. We all have accents. Okay.
And I would like to learn as much as I can, like I said, so I can give a contribution and, I don't know, so many things to do.
Okay, a lot of things to do. Yes. You're going to learn how to present a show. Do you have any particular interest that you're going to contribute in that?
Like I said, I would like to learn first, then I'll give any contribution that
okay.
I can.
All right. That's very smart. I'm going to ask you some questions a bit outside of VOA, just to share with our listeners your integration, let's say, in the university setting. How difficult was it? What did you have to do to prepare yourself? That's a big question.
Yes, I know.
But first of all, I'm sure there was a language challenge.
Yes, exactly. When I first came to the U.S., the first language I speak was just French. And there was so many things that I have to go through before I get to, you know, a certain level.
Even, right.
Yes, so I understand that everything is a process here.
Yes.
And you have to be patient. So I have to learn the language first, which there's nothing you can do without learning the language.
Right, and it takes time. To go through different levels.
Levels, exactly.
Of difficulty. Did you have to take the TOEFL?
No, before I come to the U.S., I already had an associate in international trade.
Okay.
So, which means that I had a baccalaureate.
Yes, yes.
So I just translate in English.
Right.
And the university allowed me to get into
their program.
The program.
You could transfer credits.
I had no chance to do it. They were in a process, but for some reason I was not able to collect the diploma.
Yes.
So they were not able to give me any credit.
Okay.
I had to go back.
She had to go back. From the beginning.
Exactly.
So you have learned a lot of patience. You have worked very hard.
Exactly.
As a student in another language.
Yeah.
So you are an inspiration to our fellow students out there, you know, who may have never had to do this. But Pascaline right here has learned English, has entered university, and is now a senior student at Strayer University. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's
it's a whole process.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing with us, Pascaline.
Thank you.
We are going to be visiting with Pascaline in some of these little English lessons in the next upcoming weeks. And looking forward to working with you, Pascaline.
Thank you.
So find us on Facebook and à bientôt.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.